Let's be thankful and be praiseful unto him. He said, I will enter into his gate with thanksgiving and I will enter into his court with praise. That is what we have come to do this morning. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, a heart full of gratitude, thanking him for the goodness of all things. Magnify him, exalt him, and bless his holy name this morning. Our God is great in our midst, doing wonders. His wonder towards us are without numbers. Let's return this morning and give to him glory and bless his holy name and praise him forever. He is worthy. He is worthy. Thank him for his good hand of provision, protection, and preservation upon our lives. As individual, upon our lives, as family, upon our lives, even as a commission, the Lord has been faithful. Let's return this morning with a loud voice and magnify him. Let's thank him for the additions we are enjoying as a commission, the good hand of the Lord bringing about multiplication on every side. Let's thank him and bless his holy name. Let's give to him praise and glory this morning. Let's exalt his holy name. Faithful is our God, reliable is our God, dependable is our God. Let's come this morning with a heart of gratitude and bless his holy name. Let's thank him for the benefits that we enjoy daily, for the Lord daily load us with benefits. Let's be thankful unto him for the good health, for the strength, for the vigor and vitality that we enjoy. Let's give to him glory and bless his holy name this morning with thanksgiving. Let's lift up this garden this morning to his hand. We have come to the Lord that answered the prayer. Our confidence is in him, our assurance is in him. That is another morning of answer to prayer, that we are not returning the same. Therefore, give thanks and praise in committing this morning, God, into his hand, having a confidence in him that he will hear us and answer us again. That is what we have come for, an encounter for a turnaround. That is what we shall see. Lift up your voice and glorify him. Bless him this morning and praise his holy name. Now I not ask him to send you my word this morning. Lord, send to me my word this morning. Let my whole word come to me this morning, a word of transformation, a word of change, a word of empowerment. Empowerment for godliness, empowerment to please you in all things. Lord, send me my own word this morning. Let your word come to me again this morning. Give praise and glory to him, because we have this confidence that we are not returning the same. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
You are the mighty God. How excellent is your name. You are the mighty God. How excellent is your name. Glorious God. Glorious God. Glorious is your name. Lift a voice. You are the mighty God. How excellent
is your name.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
How excellent is your name.
How excellent is your name.
Glorious God. Glorious God.
Glorious God.
Glorious is your name.
Jesus,
we will. hands together for Jesus is worthy.
We are marching in the light of God. 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 Oh, we are marching, marching, marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God. Oh, we are marching, marching, marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching.
Just a big hand of praise, and please, you may be seated. We commence our intercession this morning, and when we rise to pray, we shall be saying, Father, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many to Christ all through this prophetic season. A louder amen. John chapter 4, verse 29 and 39, paraphrase, come, see a man. We told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? And many of the Samaritans in that city believe for the saying of the woman. Shall we be on our feet as we pray right now? Father, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many to Christ all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice as we pray unto our Father this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many to Christ all through this prophetic season. Our Father, we lift up our voices before you this morning, and we pray, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many to Christ all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice and let us stand in the gap for all our new converts, all our new members, that Lord will turn them to active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many other to this church, even in this prophetic season. Our Father, we pray, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many to Christ all through this prophetic season. And Father, we pray unto you this morning, committing all our new members, all our new converts into your able hands. And we pray, turn them into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many to Christ in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice and pray. Let heaven hear your voice of intercession right now. Call upon the God of heaven. Engage your heart in praying this prayer. Engage your spirit in praying this prayer. Pray fervently from the depth of your heart. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many to Christ all through this prophetic season. This is our prayer point this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray a prayer that heaven must respond to today. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many other to Christ all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, we are standing, Lord, praying for all our new converts, all our new members. Father, turn them into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many to Christ all through this prophetic season. Pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Call upon the God of heaven. Whenever we call on him, our God answers. Lift up your voice everywhere and pray from the depth of your heart. Pray unto our God, standing in the gap for all our new members, for all our new converts, that the Lord will turn them into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father and our God, we are calling upon your name. We pray in the name of Jesus. Turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many to Christ all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice right now. Pray this prayer in the spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. Ensure you are connecting it to heaven. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many to Christ all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands unto the Lord, wave it unto him and give him thanks. Magnify, because he has answered us again this morning. Our Father, we give you all the glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Put your hands together for him and please be seated.
Yet again, rise to pray. And when we rise, we'll be saying, Father, by the Holy Ghost, let every winner be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limits package in this prophetic season. That amen can be stronger. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Please rise up on your feet, saints of God, as we lift up our voice everywhere, praying fervently this morning, saying, Father, by the Holy Ghost, let every winner be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limits package in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice everywhere. We are praying for ourselves, and let engage right now this morning. Father, by the Holy Ghost, let every winner be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limits package in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, pray with every fervency of the spirit. This prayer imports on every one of us. Father, by the Holy Ghost, let every winner be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limits package this prophetic season. Taking delivery of our breaking limits package in this prophetic season. Father, by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Ghost, let every winner be liberated. Let every winner be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limits package in this prophetic season. Is someone lifting up his voice to heaven? Father, in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, let every winner be liberated. Let every winner be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limit package in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice everywhere. Engage your faith and engage your heart. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, let every winner be liberated from the filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limits package in this prophetic season. Taking delivery of our breaking limits package this prophetic season. Is someone lifting up his voice to heaven? Engage your faith. Engage your heart. This is a prayer that must be answered, that will be cleansed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost. Let every winner be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limits package in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, engage your faith, engage your heart, praying fervently. Ensure you are not just muttering words. We are asking for the fire of the Holy Ghost to liberate every one of us, every winner, from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limits package in this prophetic season. This is our heart desire. We are lifting up our voices in one accord. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Engage your faith. Engage your heart. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, let every winner be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limits package in this prophetic season. Taking delivery of our breaking limits package in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice as we pray this prayer of consecration for every one of us as winners. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, let every winner be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, taking delivery of our breaking limits package in this prophetic season. Lift up your hands, magnify the name of the Lord, thanking him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
This section, we're rising with this prayer line. Our Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree that the veil over the hearts of men be torn off across a harvest field, thereby leading many to salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. The lost are those whose mind has been blinded by the God of this world, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Please rise with me and pray in the light of this scripture. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree that the veil over the hearts of men be torn off across the harvest fields, thereby leading many to salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Father, let the veil covering the minds of men over the soul of men across a harvest field be torn off, be removed, be undone by the blood of your Son Jesus Christ, thereby leading many to salvation. This prophetic season, lift your voice, pray this morning, engage before you can talk to them about God. Let's talk to God about them. Wherever you may be this morning, be part of this engagement. We are asking God in the name of Jesus Christ and by the blood of the everlasting covenant to veil off, to tear off every covering of hell over the minds of our contacts across our harvest fields, thereby leading many to salvation this prophetic season. Lift your voice and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart, lift your voice and engage in this intercession with everything within you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the veil of darkness, let the veil of misrepresentation, let the veil of the enemy covering the minds of our contacts, covering the hearts of people across the harvest fields, be undone, thereby leading many to salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, ensure your voice is resonating in heaven. Ensure that God is seeing your faith this morning. This is a prayer that must be answered even today as we get on the go. Our Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree that the veil over the hearts of men be torn off. The veil over the hearts of men be torn off. The veils over the hearts of men be torn off. As we get on the go, thereby leading many to salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, somebody pray this morning to prevail. Pray this morning to secure answer. Pray this morning a prayer that must be reckoned with in heaven. Our Father, in the name of Jesus and by the blood that has capacity to bail out men out of the pit wherein is no water, we decree that the veil over the minds of men, the veil over the soul of men, the scale covering their eyes of understanding be removed, thereby leading many to salvation across our harvest fields. In the name of Jesus, he's hearing you, he's answering you, he's rewarding you. Lift your voice and pray some more. Be passionate this morning. You can pray in the spirit, you can pray in your understanding, but let our faith be on key. Our Father and our God, by the blood of Jesus, we decree this morning that the veil covering the hearts of men be torn off. Every blindfolding of hell be torn off. Every covering of their understanding be undone across our harvest fields, thereby leading many to salvation, even to this church, this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let God hear your voice. Be fervent in the spirit, be strong in the faith. We are praying the will of God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ and by the blood of the everlasting covenant, we decree that the veil over the hearts of men be torn off across a harvest field, thereby leading many to salvation, even this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. Let us pray this morning to bring forth the harvest. Let us pray this morning a prayer that must be answered. Engage with faith in your heart. Pray passionately. Be fervent this morning. Our God answers prayers when we pray. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hands in thanksgiving. Appreciate God. This prayer is answered. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big, big hand of praise and be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, endue every winner with passion in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth during this prophetic season. Luke chapter 14 and verse 23 says, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, endue every winner with passion in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Endue every winner with passion in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Resulting in supernatural church growth during this prophetic season. Someone lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered this morning. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, endue each and every winner with passion in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Endue every winner with passion in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth during this prophetic season. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. My Father and my God, endue each and every winner with passion. Endue each and every winner with a hot desire in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Endue every winner with passion. Endue every winner with a hot desire in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth during this prophetic season. Lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. Pray a prayer that must be answered this morning. My Father and my God, let your zeal consume every winner in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lord, resulting in supernatural church growth during this prophetic season. Father, this is our heart cry. This is our desire. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. But by all means, let your heart be connected to heaven in prayer. Father, endue every winner with passion, with hot desire in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth during this prophetic season. Father Lord, in this prophetic season, let each and every one winner be endued with a zeal for your kingdom in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in church growth. Someone lift up your voice. God shall cause this church to grow via the passion of the saints. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Pray from your heart. Pray believing. Father, endue each and every winner, everyone member of this church, with passion for the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth during this prophetic season. Father Lord, let every winner develop a passion for souls, a zeal for the kingdom of God, a hot desire in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your hands. Appreciate God for answers to prayer. And put those hands together for the Lord. And you may be seated.
Next, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, continue to send us your life-transforming word in every service, thereby attracting many more to Christ and this church all through this prophetic season. Can you make it louder? Amen.
Amen.
Acts 13:44, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Please rise up on your feet in the light of this scripture. As soldiers of Christ, lift up your voice and let's begin to pray this prayer with every form of faith within you. No silent prayer. Cry aloud unto God. We are praying right now, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, continue to send us your life-transforming word. Continue to send us your life-transforming word. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, continue to send us your life-transforming word in every service. Someone is praying. Raise your voice aloud. Pray unto God. We are praying the prayer that God must answer even now. We are praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, continue to send us your life-transforming word. In every service, Covenant Tower of Prayer, midweek services, special services, Sunday services, in every service, O Lord God of Heaven, WSF, continue to send us your life-transforming word in every service. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, this is our prayer right now. Continue to send us your life-transforming word in every service, thereby attracting many more, young and old, many more, male and female, many more, all across our harvest field, to Christ and to this church, all through this prophetic season, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you have done it before, do it again. You have done it before, oh Lord, do it again. In the name of Jesus the Christ, this is our heart cry right now. We are praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us your life-transforming word in every service. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, continue to send us your life-transforming word in every service. Oh God, we cry unto you today, and we are asking in the name of Jesus the Christ that you continue to send us your life-transforming word in every service. Oh God, covenant hour of prayer, midweek service, WSF special services, Lord, Sunday service, every service, continue to send us, Lord God of heaven, your life-transforming word, thereby attracting many more to Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, and to this church, all through this prophetic season, in the name of Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, this is our heart cry, in Jesus' name, we are calling upon you, Father. Continue to send us your life-transforming word in every service. Continue to send us your life-transforming word in every service. Someone is praying. Pray aloud, cry unto God. Remember, you can pray your understanding and you can pray in the Holy Ghost at this time. Just make sure you are connected by all means. Don't just mutter words. Pray unto God. We are praying the prayer that God must answer even now. Cry unto God right now. We are praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, this is our prayer. Continue to send us, Lord, your life-transforming word in every service, in the morning, in the evening, in every service. Oh God, continue to send us your life-transforming word, thereby attracting many more unto Christ and to this church all through this prophetic season, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, continue to send us your life-transforming word, bringing about transformation in the lives of men and women in every service, thereby attracting many more, young and old, unto Christ and unto this church all through this prophetic season, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, do it again. You have done it before, and with you all things are possible. Continue to send us your life-transforming word in every service, thereby attracting many more to Christ and to this church all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, saints of God, and begin to thank God for answered prayers. Lift up your hands and magnify his name. Father, we thank you for answered prayers, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please take your seat and put your hands together for the Lord.
In a moment, we shall be rising to pray, and this time we're presenting our personal supplications unto God. And as we do that, I want us to be reminded of God's word in the book of James, chapter 4, and verse 2. You have not because you ask not. As you go before the Lord this morning, asking of him your desires, it will be delivered in the name of Jesus. Will you rise on your feet with me right now, lift your voice, and begin to present the desires of your heart unto God, being fully assured that what you are asking of him will be delivered into your hands. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart this morning. Lift your voice and begin to give glory to God this morning. Everything by prayer, by supplication, with thanksgiving, your request is made known unto God. Give him glory, give him honor, celebrate him, glorify him, thank him from the depth of your heart for the answer he has given to your prayer this morning. Give him the glory that is due unto him. Our Father, we give you praise, we give you all the glory, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
In this service this morning, it is testimony time. Let's give Jesus, please, a big hand of praise. And let's listen attentively to the following documented testimonies. Number one, healed of jaundice and lung infection via kingdom service. On August 8, 2015, I delivered my baby, and thereafter the devil struck with his tricks. Our son was diagnosed with full jaundice, lung infections, and pneumonia. Before we knew what was happening, he was placed on an oxygen mask and admitted in the intensive care unit. Beyond that, there were further attacks. On one of such days, at that moment, I came out of the ICU and connected to Domi Radio. Immediately, I heard the bishop instruct that everyone should go out and share flyers, and God will show up on their behalf. The next morning, my husband and I left our son in the hospital and went out to share flyers. In spite of the rain, my husband and I kept smiling and telling everyone, Jesus loves you. That same day, at our return from the outreach, our baby was discharged, totally healed. Let's make that hand bigger for the Lord. Truly, serving God pays. We give all the glory to the God of Bishop David Oyedepo for his faithfulness in the life of our precious son. And the testifier is Mr. and Mrs. Okai. Let's celebrate Jesus one more time. Number two, diverse deliverances after repentance. Some devils planted some evil things in my life. That was how I had stroke in December 2009. I could not lift up my hand, walk, or do anything meaningful with myself. I was not going to church and I never knew God. The only thing I knew was to drink alcohol and smoke and commit all manner of sins. Yet I was jobless for a long time. When I was invited here, I desired to live a changed life. I repented of all the evils I did, and I gave my life to Christ. Let's celebrate Jesus. After my repentance, God delivered me from stroke, smoking, drinking, and joblessness. Now I have a job. I neither smoke nor drink alcohol, and I give God all the glory. And the testifier is Clement O. Let's celebrate Jesus one more time for this amazing testimony. And please rise on your feet and let's keep giving glory to God.
Hallelujah. Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven? And bless the name of the Lord for waking us up again this morning. Let's bless him for bringing us into his presence. Let's thank him for answered prayers. If you believe that God heard you while you pray, give him thanks. Give him thanks and glory and honor. Celebrate him. There is no one like Jesus. Give him praise. Give him glory. Would you thank him also for those testimonies of change that came through obedience? Give him glory and praise. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. I want to hear from you. All people came early in the morning to the temple for to hear him. Jesus, I want to hear from you this morning. Let your word come true to me. Let it bring about another change in my life, moving me forward in your agenda. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning. We slept and we awoke because you sustained us. Receive our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you again for hearing us this morning. Thank you for answering our prayers. Now, Lord, speak to each one of us. You sent a word into Jacob. He turned his life around. All true. Send your word our way today. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. It's my year of breaking limit. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be comfortably seated. No church grows without our people on the go. Get out there. Compare them to come, that my house may be filled. You don't get on the go, you can't fill my house. You want to fill my house, get on the go. No church grows without our people on the go. The sales of any product will stop where its marketing stops. The sales of any product will stop where its marketing stops. The Samaritan woman went to town to market her encounter with Christ. And many men of that city came out to meet with Jesus and believed on him. She went on an aggressive marketing, came back with bountiful harvest to Jesus. The sales of any product will stop where its marketing stops. The madman of Gadarene wanted to go with Jesus. And Jesus said, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things God has done for you and has had mercy on you. Amen. So Jesus believes in marketing the products of the gospel so as to bring others to the kingdom. Wherever the sale, wherever the marketing of any product stops, that says we stop there. Very important. So where church marketing stops is where church growth stops. Every high-selling product is a result of a high-level marketing drive. Every high-selling product is a product, a result of high-level marketing drive. Marketing of any product becomes a delight when it's of value to the marketer. You are not stressed. You are sharing your experience with that product. So it's done with delight. Paul said, if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. It's done with delight. You are not tensed up. That's why our greatest message in sharing the gospel is our testimony. Whether I be a sinner or not, I know not. But one thing I know, once I was blind, now I can see. What you think is irrelevant. I was blind, now I can see. You have never been blind, you don't know what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm not talking about doctrine. I'm talking about an encounter. Once I was blind, now I can see. Once I was blind, now I can see. Somebody had no job. but was living on alcohol and smoking. Where did he got the money from? I don't know. Praise God. The devil just making his matter worse and worse until he met Jesus. He gave his life to Christ, repented of his sin, and then his taste for alcohol and cigarette that he has lived on for years ended. And God gave him a job to give him a brand new beginning. Now, you can't confuse that person anymore. He's got a testimony. So our testimony is our greatest message in reaching out to others. Any product of value to you, you market with delight. You are not stressed. You are not struggling. You are not tensed up. You are not doing it because somebody said you should do it. You are just enjoying yourself as you do it. Paul said, "And waste me if I preach not the gospel. If I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, I'm only marking time." So it's important to know that we are not just doing something because we are told to do it. We are doing it because we have high level value for it. That also implies that you don't have a reward if you don't do it willingly. If I do it willingly, I have a reward. 1 Corinthians 9:17. But if against my will, I'm just marking time. Very important. You heard David said, "I will also speak of thy testimonies before kings and will not be ashamed." Psalm 119 and verse 46. "I will speak also of thy testimonies before kings and will not be ashamed." I'll talk about how the Lord brought down Goliath and will not be ashamed. I will talk about how the Lord rounded up the Philistines twice and will not be ashamed. I'll talk about how we pursued the enemy and recovered all that they took away and will not be ashamed. You know, every genuine encounter makes the gospel a delight to share. It makes it a delight to share. Glory to God. Glory to God. Across our 177 different locations that we have as a harvest field in Otahia, down to the toll gate, there is nowhere they have not heard that Jesus healed me of tuberculosis. There's nowhere they have not heard when I got saved. Praise God. It's always a delight sharing our encounter with Jesus. Always a delight. There is no true Christian without a testimony. Testimony of a changed life. Testimony of see what the Lord has done. Testimony of see where I was, see where Jesus brought me by grace. Everybody has a testimony. And you don't value your testimony, you can't have more. You don't share your testimony, it cannot multiply. Every testimony is a seed. When you share it, you sow it. When you sow it, you get more. Somebody got a job. He said, "What kind of job is this? Is this a job?" God said, "Okay, go back to where you used to be, your jobless status." When you share your testimony of 5 naira profit, you're on your way to 500 naira. You share a testimony of 500 naira, you're on your way to 1,000. You share a testimony of 1,000 profit in your business, you're on your way to 2,000. You just go on like that. I know someone who came into this church through Molue many years ago. And I know what level of fortune God has brought him into now. Praise God. You share your testimony of a few, you are set for much. You won't share it. You are not sowing it. You don't sow it. It can't be turned to harvest. Thank you, Jesus. The way we celebrate, somebody got saved today in church. In those days, heavy. Heavy. Somebody's future is being opened up right now. Amen. Share your testimonies lavishly. God will keep multiplying it openly. Share your testimony lavishly. God will begin to multiply it openly. Share your testimonies. Don't do as if God is cheating you. Share your testimonies lavishly, and God will keep multiplying it openly. Don't assume that God knows I'm grateful. No, share it. He said to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. So it's a requirement. It's a demand. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. So as you share your testimonies, you find your life being lighted more and more, and every devil fleeing from your environment. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Number two, we cannot experience and sustain supernatural church growth without engaging the Holy Spirit, the Lord of the harvest, on the altar of prayers. We cannot experience and sustain supernatural church growth without engaging the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord of the harvest, on the altar of prayer. If you've been able now to give good things to your children, how much more will God give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? So we have to demand for Him. Holy Ghost, Lord of the harvest, step into our harvest field. Get out there, convicting men of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, and bringing them into the kingdom, bringing them to Christ for their salvation. We engage Him. We don't assume. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest, that He may send laborers. He is the Lord of the harvest. How do I know? He said, when He's come, He will convict the world of sin. And what are we doing? Preaching the gospel to see people convicted of sin to the point of repentance. And that's His job. And then on the day of Pentecost, they were pricked in their heart by the Holy Ghost. And 3,000 turned their lives over to Jesus. That's the Lord of the harvest. Now, pour my spirit upon all men, and there'll be signs and wonders in the land. So in chapter 3, He healed the man at the beautiful gate. And as a result, 5,000 more were added to the church. Acts chapter 4, verse 4. The Holy Ghost began to move. And then we saw multitudes of men and women added to the church. Acts chapter 5, verse 14. Because what He called the Acts of the Apostles are the Acts of the Holy Ghost. Then He stepped in again. And then the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 6 and verse 7. He is the Lord of the harvest. And we can't assume Him to get on the field. We engage Him on the altar of prayer. We demand for Him, take over, Jesus. I mean, Holy Ghost, take over. And sweep across a harvest field with waves of convictions and conversions, bringing multitudes into the kingdom. We have a lot to pray about. That's what it is. Now, the more we engage in doing these things, the farther we keep the devil and his unclean spirits at bay. Amen. No house is available for viewing until it becomes vacant. Amen. You can't say, ask me, can I see the rooms here? They say, why? He said, I want to rent. It's not available. There's no vacancy here. So there must be vacancy before anybody can come around for viewing. So evil spirits are going about looking for viewing. They are looking for where to view. If there is vacancy, they will come in and view and say, this place looks okay. Amen. Just like rats. You know rats? You leave your house unoccupied. They go around checking and they find out your house is very good. It has bedroom. It has kitchen. It has toilet. So they just move in, they invite their friends, got a big apartment here, come over. And so they invade the place and they help you eat up everything that is there. Praise God. But don't declare your life vacant. Don't let viewing devils come in. Keep busy. Just keep busy for God and the interest of His kingdom, and every devil will stay at bay. They won't come near your territory. You will dominate your territory by being busy. Remember yesterday night we read Matthew 12, 43 to 45. When an evil spirit is gone out of a man, he goes about seeking rest, and when they can't find anything, say, let me go to my house from where I was living up and see if it's still vacant. And when he got there, found it swept, empty, and garnished. Then he went and took seven more wicked spirits than himself. And they came and invaded that house. And the later end of that man was worse than the beginning. Please don't declare your life vacant for all unclean spirit to come in for viewing and decide to stay there. Don't declare your life vacant. Keep busy for God and the interest of his kingdom. Occupying till he comes, and it will keep all the devils at bay, and your life will be a triumphant one. No one's destiny will decay. Amen. In the name of Jesus, being occupied for God will keep you safe from all the entrapments of the man of sin. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Get ready. You are in for the best of time. You are in for the best of time. You are in for the best of time. These 3 months that are prophetic seasons to watch, you can make anything out of it. You can make anything you choose to make out of it, out of it. God is interested in your change of story and my change of story. So he drew up an agenda for us, a breaking limit agenda for every winner worldwide. And when God says what he will do, he tells us what to do for him to do it. What he's saying is that, look, you owe me 10 standing souls. Go after them. Minimum. 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 And when you commit to it, both in prayers and in reaching out to the lost, you have committed God to confirm his word. Before this month is over, many, many breaking limit personalities will emerge from here. Before the end of November, many, many newsmakers will emerge from our platform. Amen. If you believe you are one of them, let me hear your loudest amen. 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 Somebody says, when will this end? It won't end. Sir, it won't end. It had endured to the end. It won't end. When will you be tired of blessings? When will you be tired of breathing? When will your eating end? Amen. He that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your 2 hands. And let us, in one word, invite the Holy Ghost, the Lord of the harvest. Take over our harvest field of Lagos, Otan, and Varons with strong waves of convictions and conversions, leading multitudes into the kingdom and into this church. Holy Ghost, take over. We acknowledge you as the Lord of the harvest. Take over our entire harvest field of Lagos, Otan, Environs. Take over our entire harvest field of Otan, Lagos, and Environs with strong waves of convictions and conversions, bringing multitudes into the kingdom. Pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Pray with your understanding also. Take over our harvest field across the nations of the earth. Wherever winners are, reaching out to the lost, take over our entire harvest field with strong waves of convictions and conversions, thereby leading multitudes into the kingdom and into this church. Holy Ghost, engrace me to occupy till Jesus returns. Engrace me to occupy with delight till Jesus returns. Engrace me to occupy with delight till Jesus returns. And grace me to share my testimony lavishly. You can keep multiplying them back to me openly. And grace me to keep sharing my testimonies lavishly. You can keep multiplying them back to me openly. Lift up those 2 hands and give God thanks. Let everyone that receives a copy of the flyer for next Sunday service be convicted and be brought in for their own change of story. Go ahead and pray. Pray that prayer. Every contact on the field we open up. Everyone we pray for, we respond. Everyone we invite, we show up. In the name of Jesus, it shall be a massive in-garden of souls this coming Sunday. And thank you for it. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. These flyers are sent forth as sickles of harvest. Everyone that handles this, we respond. Everyone that sees it, we respond. And everyone that comes, we have an encounter. No one shall return without a testimony. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Speak to the day, it's your day. It's a day the Lord has made. You shall rejoice and be glad in it. Speak to the day, everybody. Speak to the day, it's your day. Speak to the day, it is your day. Speak to the day, it is your day. Speak to the day, it is your day. It's a day of good news. No evil report. No mishap. No regret. Your steps are directed. Your ways are made perfect.
Speak to the day, speak to the day. You are making your decrees. You are making your decrees concerning the day. As you declare it will be delivered, speak to it right now. Lift your hand and lift your voice and begin to glorify God, thanking Him, glorifying Him, blessing Him, celebrating Him. Father, thank you, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.